Shopify's already taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing at your retail store? Give your point of sale system a serious upgrade with Shopify. That's right, Shopify is the sound of selling everywhere. Online, in-store, on social media, and beyond. With Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that effortlessly unites your in-person and online sales into one source of truth. Track every sale across your business in one place and know exactly what's in stock. With Shopify POS, you can accept credit cards, mobile payments, and every other major payment method, all with low fees and transparent pricing, starting on day one. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Do retail right with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/MLB podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/MLB podcast to take your retail business to the next level today. Shopify.com/MLB podcast.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome aboard, everybody. It is time for my favorite segment, my favorite thing on this show, on this program, because we get to connect with the listeners, connect with the fans of the Sox.
Yeah.
It is time for sliding the DMs, Joey.
Woo! Oh, I'm sorry.
You didn't
do it.
Yeah, geez.
That's my cue. Here. Oh,
Oh my God, we're doing this one again. What
Dude,
was that?
I was gonna no, leave it rolling.
Do you have
I
a, was gonna, do you have a slide voice or noise?
Yes, I was gonna try to do the sound effect. I had it up and ready to go, but there's a YouTube ad. I was gonna surprise you. You're gonna be like, oh, Joe was gonna do his little sound, and then it was gonna be an actual sound, and you were gonna be like, wow, that's crazy. It was the sound.
No, do the sound effect now. No, the one
you
on
want
the
me
phone.
To play?
Yes!
Oh,
you do all that
God.
Work to not get it on air? Come on. That is so much better.
I did it. I sound exactly like that when I do it.
Joey, I'd be so happy if you just incorporated that in the editing.
Not going to do that.
I know. All right. First DM comes in from Z.
What up?
What's up, ITM? First time question asker. Any chance we could get a series of videos that show the best seat in Fenway? That's a crazy idea. I saw one of your IGs, but for guys that don't go to games super often, could you document slash show different points of view that listeners can reference to when buying tickets in the future? Z, real quick, two in that scenario is T-O. It's not T-O-O. T-O-O is for like an also two. That's one of my pet peeves. That's one of my when people use T-O-O and it's supposed to be T-O, kind of drives me nuts. But
Z, I would
like
never.
A,
I wouldn't.
What?
Go on.
Z, you seem like a nice man, but just clean that part up. But yeah, best seat in the house. It is one of our ongoing social media segments.
Yeah, we have one. We have one. Yeah.
And it's. I mean, he did reference it at least. So at least he saw one. We've done a couple. We're going to do more. Joey, I got to say, when the weather's better, it's more fun doing the best seat in the house.
Yeah.
It's a little more enjoyable. So summer vibes are going to be nice. More packed Fenway. Better views. Better vantage points. We'll give you more of that this summer, Z. So don't even worry about that.
Better pizza, Papa John's.
Exactly. No free ads.
Yeah. There's a couple of them, but I mean, we put those videos out. They're on Instagram, but they're also on our TikTok. We do a couple of series like that. So if you don't follow us on TikTok, that's a great place to find a little series of videos like that that we do. But yeah, definitely looking forward to more best seats in the house, which, by the way, original idea of ours.
Mm.
Nobody else did it before. Don't Google it. Don't look it up. It was started by us and us only.
We did not find out by anybody that works at Nesson that they did that in the COVID season. We didn't find that out after the fact. So this comes in from Vinny.
What up?
Great performance from Crawford today. Looks like that time down in AAA really helped him. It's interesting to say that when he had like an 80 ERA going. I'm still wary of our other AAA pitchers coming up this week, but if it's they, we got some typos here. If it's they can give us just five strong innings, then we have a chance to win all those games. Also, let's give some praise to Austin Davis. We don't do it enough. So Vinny just had some thoughts. And
I love it.
That can be all a DM. They don't all have to be questions. I want to use this time to give a real ITM warm shout out to Austin Davis. Because like Vinny is saying, this guy deserves more credit. When they ever said during that A's series that Davis had a 1.68,
yeah,
I spit out my drink. I could not believe that that was the case. Let's get a little update here on Austin Davis. Let's pull up. Does this guy have a nickname, by the way? Should we be giving Austin Davis a nickname? We might want to.
I don't
look
know
into
if
that.
He evokes any nickname for me. Quite
doesn't
yet.
Seem like a nickname guy. Also, game log here for Austin Davis. You want to take a guess the last time he gave up a run?
Was it this month?
It was not this month. I'll say that much.
I'm going to say May 23rd.
May 4th.
Holy guacamole.
Is the last time Austin Davis gave up a run. This guy on the season. Oh, it's always funny when like you don't even show up yet. He's got to earn the Google stripes. He's not the first Austin Davis that shows up, that's always a sign of like,
that's not
hey,
his fault.
You've he's had a good start, but you're going to have to pass this other guy. Who is this other guy?
Austin Davis. He's got a pretty common name, bro. You know?
I suppose a Pennsylvania state representative shows up.
An elected
of
official?
Red Sox
come
pitch.
On, of course.
No, I know. It makes sense.
It's
obviously,
not
that's
his
the
fault,
kind of guy
man. He's got a, you know, it's tough to be like a Joe Johnson or something, you know? And like you're trying to find the right Joe Johnson, and there's, you know, 80 of them when you Google it.
Shout out Joe Johnson. Celtics Shout are two wins Joe away from getting him a ring. Austin Davis in 21 in his last 21 games, he has given up one run. He has a 0.41 ERA in that span. Opponent batting average of 173.
Wow,
this is all so impressive. He's just been dominant, spreading out the hits too. It's 22 innings pitched, 13 hits. I honestly feel like most of those are singles. So he's been huge, dude, and he deserves a lot of credit. So good job, Vinny. Giving Austin Davis some time to get some praise on here. This comes in from Derek.
Hello,
Derek. If you could give, I like this one a lot. Mm-hmm. All right. Any DM I really like, I'm just going to tell you, great job, all Derek. Right. Great work. Right. If you could give any current player an above average baseball skill that they don't have, who would it be and what? For example, JBJ hitting over 300.
Right.
Good example. If there was one Red Sox player that you want to give, let's say, they say an above average skill. Let's just say like a really good skill. Let's call it that.
Right.
Who on this team would it be and what would it be?
I mean, the first one that comes to mind, this is not my answer. Okay. This is not my answer. This is just shooting from the hip for a second, thinking out loud, is a fast JD, you know?
Fast JD is good. That's really good. Imagine the hitting ability he has and he can move. That average would go way up on infield grounders, honestly. The amount of times that like every infielder, they tap the glove like 8 times with the ball when JD grounds it to him.
I mean, and second base is just not scoring position for JD Martinez. A single does not bring him in from second base. He goes
I only feel good if he's on third. And even then, tag up situations, I don't know.
Yeah, so that would be cool. That's definitely up there. I was going to say Raffy with like a really good eye, like some better plate discipline. I mean, what would that do? But he just hit a ball out of the opposing batter's box today out of the park. So,
yeah, I don't know. Also, it's one of those like you do you, man. Like when he's so good at hitting a ball outside the zone, it's hard for me to really get on him. It was only that Castillo one or whatever a couple weeks ago where it was 3-1 count out of the zone, and you got to have a better feel for the moment where it was 11 out of 12 balls, and he swung at that. But Mm-hmm. Overall, you got to let Devers kind of be the outlier in terms of giving him that feedback. I don't know. The JD Speed one's really good. I'm trying to think of like other... What else really stands out? Power-wise, I feel like power-wise... Okay, I got one. I would want Franchi Cordero to have all that power that was promised. Like, I would want him to have ridiculous power, but it really happened. Like, home run leader type stuff. Like, if he was doing what he's doing, and instead of these being singles, doubles, and they were actually just, like, bombs, that's, you know, a legitimate player for you. So I'll give Franchi league top five in homers type of ability.
Wow.
I think that's fair.
Yeah.
Great question, though. I love that question. That was really good.
Thanks, Derek. Derek.
This comes in from Sam.
Hey, Sam.
Wait, it is dark where you are, Joey.
Yeah, no, it got really dark, there. Huh? It kind of feels like I'm... Huh?
You want to put a light on? You going to put a light on?
You want to put a light on? I'll put a light
put
on.
Put a light on. Put a light on, yeah.
It kind of feels like I'm like... I don't know.
It feels like you kind of like broke into someone's house and you're doing the podcast from there. Let's put a light on there, Joe. Joe just put a light on for anyone listening.
It didn't look like this when we started recording, you know?
No, I know. The sun goes down. It's nuts. This comes in from Sam.
Hi, Sam.
Sam says, who would you like to see get the opportunity to fill the gaps due to Whitlock and Eovaldi being on the IL? Bayo, Winkowski, Seabold, who would you want to see? Now, Joey, I'm just going to defer to you because I am letting everyone know over the years and have let everyone know over the years, I'm not the prospect guy. All right. That's not what I do. There was another guy on my show that did that, and it's not me. And I just like seeing these guys when they come up here. Now, does it get me excited when I see the Bayo highlights on Twitter when Red Sox Stats is tweeting out literally everything he does? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it gets me pretty pumped. Guy's got gas, and it's got movement. I like that. But he's not ready for the bigs right now. Mm-hmm. So who would fill in? I mean, isn't it Cutter Crawford? I mean, is it the guy that just went five scoreless in Seattle on a spot start?
I mean, I guess, right?
Yeah.
As far as experience goes. I mean, how old is Bayo? Bayo is 23 years old.
Yeah.
I don't know why he wouldn't be ready with all these.
Well, I mean, he just went up to AAA, right? I would assume they'd want to give him more time. And if you asked Cora, they'd probably say maybe later in the year. I mean, let's be real, Joey. When I see a stud prospect, I'm like, get him up here. I'm always saying get him up here. I'm never like, oh, let's actually give him time to progress. Like, no, I want to see him at Fenway, and I'm selfish.
Yeah, so he just came up to AAA in the middle of May. He's had he's pitched 28 and a third innings. He's a 3.49 ERA with Worcester. A batting average against of 2.10. Wow. So yeah,
he's got swing and miss stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's Bayo, but I mean, that could also be me. I'm a victim of that same mentality of he's good. I want him now.
Want him up here now. They'll let him keep cooking there. And also, Sam mentions, could we get a shout out to all the UK Red Sox fans who have been staying up to watch the games that have been starting at 2:30 and 3 a.m. this trip?
Oh my goodness.
I learned a lot about the start times when we were in Ireland 4 years ago for a family trip. It is a grind and a half to be a Red Sox fan in Europe. That is super difficult. I give them a bunch of credit. I know they have like an official UK Red Sox fan group, and those people deserve all the credit in the world because on average, the games start at like midnight. Like, there's a 5 hour difference. So you're watching first pitch at like 12:10 in the morning and, you know, going to bed at 3-4 a.m.
Who is watching that? The security guards? Crypt keepers?
Diehards. If you're watching the games that start, like, I'm a night owl. I don't know. Watching a game that starts at 3 a.m, I can't. You lose me there.
I mean, it's not possible, though. I mean, it's just if you're working the, you know, standard old 9-to-5, I don't know if that's how they do it in Britain, but if you're working just a regular old shift, you can't. You can't stay up till 3 a.m., watch a game until 6, and then go start your... Like, you can't do it, you know?
It's actually impossible, yeah. It is funny when you start, like, counting the hours. You're like, oh, no, that's physically impossible. Like, you can't... That's how you die, basically.
That's like my, so, not that you asked me this, but I'm going to make up a DM really quick. This one comes in from Amanda. It says, what would your superpower be? Oh, it would be to never sleep. That's like my number one thing. I wish I never had to sleep. And things like that would be why. You could, you know, stay up and watch the Sox all night and work your Irish job or whatever.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This comes in from Kevin.
Hey, Kev.
Do you think it was weird that in Game 2, Cora put Strom in the 7th for one out instead of saving him for the 9th? If I'm not mistaken, that was an important out. Mm-hmm. But Joey and I are Stromboli guys. If they were sticking with him a closer, we'd be excited. If Tanner Houck's the guy and they figure out these spot starts with other guys, that's great too. But I'm of the belief, and always have been, that if you have multiple people that you think are your closer, you obviously don't have a closer. And the Red Sox just straight up don't have a closer. Mm-hmm. So Cora, like we mentioned early in the year, we talked a lot about the Matty Barnes situation. He has to have kind of manager superpowers. And he's got to constantly be thinking, all right, who went in this situation recently? Who needs a day off? Can this guy go back-to-back days? Yada, yada, yada. On and on we go. Mm-hmm. Tanner Houck still hasn't pitched back-to-back days in his entire career, so we'll see. Sox don't have a closer. It's simple. It's just Sox don't have a closer. They might have to go get one, and if they're in-house, Joey, do not know definitively who that person is yet. Anyone acting like, oh, it's obviously Whitlock. It's obviously Houck. No, it's not. It's not obvious, or else we would know by now.
It's obviously Houck.
This comes in from Caleb.
Hey.
Slide in the DMs. Rank the five senses.
Oh, baby.
that is a hilarious DM. I love that.
All right. Well, listen, there's pros and cons of all of them.
Yes.
But, well, I guess I don't know if there's really a con to vision. Vision's yeah. Kind of sound.
Vision stinks. We all know that. So. Yeah.
I mean, hearing,
rank the
too.
The five senses.
Well, no, I guess you can hear stuff that you don't want to hear.
This is going to be extremely hard. Probably should have prepped before this, but we normally do these off the top of the dome and on the spot. So, Joey, what are your thoughts here?
I think I'm going to put vision lower than most folks because I went like years without ever wearing glasses, even though I needed them. I realized how little vision matters to me.
Yeah.
So I think it's got to be like, this is going to, I hate this already. It's got to be like taste, touch, smell, sight, sound.
I gotta write that down so that it makes sense to me. Taste. Yeah, wait, in what order? So what's one?
Taste.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm a food guy. Listen, I'm a food
guy. Okay.
Taste, touch, smell, vision, hearing.
Okay. That's not bad.
I guess smell should probably be at the bottom, right? Because if you lose smell, you're fine. Like you're fine. If you lost your hearing tomorrow, it'd be a problem.
Yeah. If I sound like I'm writing my list right now, it's because I am.
I'm gonna redo it then. I'm gonna go taste. Jesus, I'm thinking about this way too much. You gotta put
smell. Here we go. So Joey Capone's final version.
Yes.
Of ranking the senses. What do you got?
Taste, touch, vision, hearing, smell.
Okay. I think that's fair. I don't really have much issues with any of those, honestly. Let me see. I just want to... Sometimes you got to write these down and just see how it feels and how it looks. I got eyesight. I got sight at number one.
It's the one you want to lose the least.
I can't imagine being blind. Like, mm-hmm. That's a real adjustment. And it just kind of takes out the fun of, like, all the other stuff. So I got to have sight at number one. Taste at number two. Eating's awesome. if I could only do one of these the rest of life, I think it's just eating constantly until it's just I've had too much.
I've been thinking during this podcast what I'm going to eat afterwards.
I know. I can't wait. I haven't had dinner yet. I'm going to have a nice late dinner. This is going to be awesome. I'm so pumped. Hearing at 3. Hearing is very important. You want to be able to hear the ambiance at the park. I always think of sports games. Hearing is very important. Mm-hmm. Touch at 4. Smell at 5. Smell, I think, is kind of an easy 5 for me. You'd have to be kind of a specific type of person. Be like, smell number 1. Like, no, you stink. Like, that's if you're putting any of these ahead of smell, or smell ahead of any of these, I should say. Mm-hmm. I don't know. You're an interesting one. But great DM from Caleb.
Great DM. Thank you.
That is a phenomenal one. Last DM. Let me find a great one here.
Find a great one.
I'm diving. Let's see. Okay. This comes in from Ben. This is the last DM.
Hey, Ben.
Which 7-game playoff format do you like better? The NBA, home, home, away, away, home, away, home, or MLB, home, home, away, 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 home, home? This is a very topical question, Ben, with the NBA Finals going on and with the Red Sox coming off of the ALCS where they had to go to Houston to try to win 2 games and obviously didn't get either of Game 6 or 7 because Game 7 didn't happen. The NBA switched, I think, 6 or 7 years ago. It used to be the home team gets Games 1, 2, 6, and 7. Now the home team gets 1, 2, 5, and 7. Which I got to say, I prefer better because game sixes, when you're the road team and you've outperformed probably what was expected and have a chance to clinch at home, I love that because then it's the favorite team a lot of times having to go on the road to earn that home game 7. Something about that, it just feels right, feels more accurate. 2-3-2 has always kind of been like, more often than not, this thing's always going to end on the home team's court, and I just don't love that. I want the option for, like, the Celtics, for example. You know, who knows what happens in Game 5. Maybe this drops after that, so hopefully the C's won. But having the chance to clinch in Game 6 versus needing either way, if it was 2-3-2, to win 6 or 7 in Golden State is just not as fun. So I'm going to go with the 2-2-1-1-1.
I always feel like there isn't enough on the line during the regular season, just in general. It's like kind of across sports, like other than, like, I guess, football. That at the end of the day, especially with basketball, all you're playing for is seeding, right? All you're playing for is if you're in the top half of your conference, you're in, and you're just like, you're playing for one extra home game. You know what I mean? Just in general, the very idea of
at its core, if you really break it down, it's for seeding. It's for
one extra
bonuses.
Game at home.
I know. It's for bonuses and contracts. It's all that stuff. Like, it's really for money and seeding.
Yeah. I would not be opposed to a first round of I'm proposing an NBA style thing here. This is not for baseball. This is an NBA thing because I care so much about the NBA that I've worked out a whole new playoff system for them. First round, higher seed gets home all 7 games. Just, you're at home. You're at home. You earned it. You deserve it.
In what sport are we talking here?
Basketball.
Oh, okay.
My favorite sport, the one where they dribble up and down the court.
Up and down the court. Yeah. No, I got you. I'm not against it. I mean, first round in basketball is always kind of a wash. It's pretty rare that you get a legitimate upset, and I don't know if there were any this year. I think it was actually chalk like the whole way through.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the whole 2-2-1-1-1 I think is the correct answer for like an actual series, though.
Especially to give both fan bases the real feeling at the start of the series that you could see your team clinch the series at home, which is important.
Yeah, or just alternate. Just go back every day. Go back and forth every day. The jet fuel is cheap right now, right?
Yeah, it's at an all-time low.
Yeah.
Anything with flying is so cheap. It's definitely not annoying booking any trips ever.
Dude, it's crazy. It's like impossible right now. I'm trying to plan a family vacation for the winter. Ain't going to happen.
Gosh. Not I mean, we're locking down our all-star trip, right? Yeah. Like, it's, you know, It's not ideal, but that'll do it for the DMs. I like that last one. I like the so. I mean, there's a reason why the NBA switched to 2-2-1-1-1. Like they, especially with what travel's at this point, with how easy it is to get back and forth on these team planes and everything. Yeah, I think it's better for drama and it's better for the fan. So I would rather have that format. But that will do it for the DMs. Next time you hear from us will be after this A's Red Sox series. Hopefully we get a sweep, 2 out of 3 at worst. Keep getting them series W's. That would be wonderful. Before Joey Capone, I am Steve Peralt. Go Sox, kid.